There was a story about a young man and an old preacher. The young man had lost his job and didn't know which way to turn, so he went to see the old preacher. Pacing about the preacher's study, the young man ranted about his problem. Finally, he clenched his fist and shouted, "I beg God to say something to help me. Tell me, preacher, why doesn't God answer?" The old preacher, who sat across the room, spoke something in reply, something so hushed it was indistinguishable. The young man stepped across the room. "What did you say?" he asked. The preacher repeated himself, but again in a tone as soft as a whisper. So the young man moved closer until he was leaning on the preacher's chair. "Sorry," he said. "I still didn't hear you." With their heads bent together, the old preacher spoke once more. "God sometimes whispers," he said, "so that we will move closer to hear him." This time the young man heard and he understood. We all want God's voice to thunder through the air with the answer to our problem. But God's is the still small voice, the gentle whisper. Perhaps there's a reason. Nothing draws human focus quite like a whisper. God's whisper means I must stop my ranting and move close to him until my head is bent together with his. Then as I listen, I will find my answer. Better still, I find myself closer to God. Today on this 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the scripture readings speak of God's kindness and his saving presence amidst trials and afflictions. In this life, there are three things that are certain, that are the gifts from God that will help us in this journey towards heaven. And these are what we call the theological virtues of hope, faith, and charity. These three virtues are gifts from God. We have to pray for them and practice them as often as possible. First, hope is a gift that assures us that our life here on earth has meaning, a future and ultimate goal in God. The Catechism, paragraph 2090, says, "Hope is the confident expectation of divine blessing and the beatific vision of God." We may seem to have no reason for hope because of sufferings and persecutions, but we still have hope because God is merciful, and it is his desire to give us the kingdom that is a share in his divine life and glory. God the Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, precisely to reveal to us his mercy. The Book of Wisdom in our first reading recalls how their spiritual ancestors, when they were in captivity in Egypt, awaited the moment of their liberation. He says that the night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers. They did not know when it will exactly happen, but they knew it in faith. They had the sure knowledge that God is faithful to his promises. So they awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. We all need the virtue of faith, because the letter to the Hebrews said, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. It is reasonable to have faith in God because the one who promised us heaven is trustworthy. The life of Abraham, our father in faith, is a model for us to follow. He went forth from his familiar and comfortable past and went forth, not knowing where he was going. He was able to persevere because his only treasure in his heart is his relationship with God, who revealed himself to him. He was totally detached with material things, including his homeland. And so he was free to follow the Lord, in whom his heart is totally attached to. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of faith is the fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is charity. The fruit of charity is service. And the fruit of service is joy." When we have faith in God, we cannot but be charitable to God's creation, especially our neighbor. Charity is our love for God, expressed by loving our neighbor, whom God has created as his own image and likeness. There's no other way to prove our love for God but by loving one another, including our enemies. To be charitable is like to gather up our treasures in heaven. Our acts of charity here on earth are like sending building materials for our home in heaven. To be charitable is to be vigilant. While we are waiting for the final coming of Jesus Christ, we have to be vigilant. To be vigilant is to practice these three virtues of hope, faith, and love, especially love, expressed in serving the Lord by serving our neighbor. Then and only then we will have peace and joy in our hearts as an anticipation of what we will experience, the fullness of joy in heaven. We will be experiencing what our psalm is praying, "Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own." I read a story about Father Cavano. Long ago, he said, when I spent a month working at the house of the dying in Calcutta, I sought a sure answer to my future. On the first morning, I met Mother Teresa after Mass at dawn. She asked, "And what can I do for you?" I asked her to pray for me. "What do you want me to pray for?" I voiced the request I had borne thousands of miles. "Pray that I may have clarity." She said, "No." That was that. Then I asked why. She answered that clarity was the last thing I was clinging to and had to let go of. When I commented that she herself had always seemed to have the clarity I longed for, she laughed. "I never had clarity. I never have had clarity. What I've always had is trust. So I will pray that you have trust." Brothers and sisters, in our pilgrim way towards heaven, we have to have this trust, or to be sure to have faith, hope, and charity. And may we imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary, Abraham, and Mother Teresa, whose only treasure is God, and to do his will. For truly, where our treasure is, there our heart will be. Amen.